Hello and welcome back to the Motor Racing Passion Podcast. I'm Luke Blattman and I'm going it alone today, as last weekend I travelled down to Canberra for the 2024 Rally of Canberra, the opening round of this year's Australian Rally Championship. So I thought I'd give a bit of a recap on my thoughts of the weekend as a spectator. All in all, really good weekend, dampened only by the cancellation of the opening leg, which was literally dampened, unfortunately. But Harry Bates and Coral Taylor, they got their title defence off to a perfect start in a brand new Rally 2 spec Toyota Yaris. They dominated the Sunday stages and they ended up over a minute ahead of their teammates, Lewis Bates and co-driver Anthony McLaughlin, in their AP4 spec Toyota Yaris. Alex Rullo rounded out the podium in fine fashion after an impressive run, showing how good his conversion from circuit race at a rally is going. He edged out Eddie Maguire and Scott Petter in their Skodas, who had slightly troubled runs, as they were fancied to perhaps take the fight up to the Toyotas, but sort of the disjointedness of the event probably didn't help, given that it was very slippery and the early runners, obviously Harry Bates, followed by Lewis Bates, would have had a bit of an advantage in the wet weather. Molly Taylor and Andrew Sarandis won the Production Cup in very dominant fashion in their Subaru Impreza, finished 7th outright too, in front of a couple of the Rally 2 cars, which you'd expect really, because Taylor's a class driver. But it does make you wish that it'd be great that if Subaru or whoever, but she's got a strong relationship with Subaru, but it'd be great if something could be done to get her in an AP4 spec car, as she's one of Australia's top rally drivers and should be up there battling with the Bateses and Scott Petter and so on at the front of the field. And it does sort of take me back to watching the ARC in sort of the late 90s, when you had Ed Ordinski in the Group N Mitsubishi at the front of his class, usually battling with a very young Cody Crocker, I should mention as well. But you knew Ordinski had the talent to battle it out with Possum Bourne and Neil Bates at the front, but obviously they were in their World Rally cars at the time and they fought for the wins amongst themselves, while usually it was Ed Ordinski and Cody Crocker fighting out for third place. First two-wheel drive car home was a Datsun Stanza of Trevor Stilling and Claire Buccini. They were entered in the classic class of the ARC, so the two-wheel drive class in the Australian Rally Championship points went to the Lotus Exige of Justin Northidge and Scott Muehling. And I've got to say, that was a great sight, the Lotus on the stages. It's obviously not your typical rally car, but I thought it was really good. But speaking of the Stanza, there was a great mix in the classic class. There was an Escort, which I think is obligatory when it comes to classic rallying. A very well-driven Toyota Sprinter. There was Porsche, obviously Datsuns, and, I mean, amongst other things, the great sounds of those cars, very sideways. The rain out on day one was disappointing, but probably fair enough, I thought. Obviously, it did mean everything had to be packed into Sunday, as far as a spectator's concerned. Rallying's in a hard place, with obviously a preference in Australia anyway for gravel roads for the majority of our rallying, and rallying is a victim basically of urban sprawl, because the more houses that get built, the more roads that get built, and also the more dirt roads that get sealed. And the dirt roads that we are lucky enough to still be able to use, obviously they've got to be looked after or we may not be invited back. So, you know, I heard a range of opinions, from it definitely should have run to it definitely shouldn't have run, so I'm not sure. But it's a shame, because in my opinion that was the better of the spectator stages on the Saturday that got lost, because the rally format was pretty much a repeat of last October's Rally of Canberra, which was obviously the final round of the 2023 season. It was the same spectator locations opened up in the same order, which is very good, but it's a shame that some different vantage points can't be opened up in addition, because particularly on the Sunday, I did notice there were a few fans asking the officials at in the Cohen Forest if there was anywhere else to go, and if there was more cars they could go watch, because obviously the final stage wasn't a spectator stage. So there were a few disappointed faces when they got told that they couldn't go to the final stage. Particularly with Sunday, the only spectator area, as I mentioned, was Cowan Forest in the previously named Rally Village, which does give viewing of two stages, and it's a really good setup. But there was a long gap between the morning and the afternoon rerun of the stages, and you wonder if anything can be done in the future to mix it up a bit, because, I mean, there was a long gap, and pretty much, I mean, there was a coffee van and there was the Lions Club serving lunch. But other than that, unless you wanted to drive back into Canberra for an hour or two, then come back, that was sort of your only option. There was nothing really to keep you there while we waited for the cars to return. But one thing the Saturday cancellation did allow for was the chance to roam the service area at Exhibition Park. And that they really need to advertise the service park more, because you can get so close to everyone and the access is great. People are more than happy to show their cars off. And one thing it really highlights is how quality the front of the ARC field is. It's really outstanding with the two Toyotas, the Hyundais, the Skodas. I think it shows that the outright competitiveness of the ARC is really, it's as good as it's ever been, in my opinion. Obviously, the Group N years of the early to mid-2000s was probably the last time it's been this good up the front, when you had, obviously, the Works Subarus, you had the Works Mitsubishis. Not long after that, you had the Toyotas in there as well. Maybe a decade or so ago, when we had the two-wheel drive formula, the competition was just as tough, but the profile had sort of dropped off a bit by then, whereas I think at the moment, the ARC's building, and especially on the back of the amount of the Rally 2-spec cars we've got running, I think this is really helps. But speaking of the two-wheel drive ARC years of the early 2010s, all I could think of last weekend was really what a waste those years have become. There was only one front-wheel drive car in the field, which was an elderly Civic, and other than the classic cars, there was only about three other non-classic two-wheel drive cars in the field. And it does make you wonder, you know, why is this the case? Like, why aren't people wanting to bring out Rally 4 cars from Europe, given there's obviously plenty that run overseas? And part of you wonders, is it a bad look for the series that there were lots of old model Subaru Imprezas and a couple of Mitsubishi Evos in the field? And they're all quite elderly, and they basically made up the majority of the middle part of the field, of the cars coming past. But I had my wife with me at the rally, and I asked her opinion, and she said she'd rather watch old Subarus than a modern small car, and said the Subarus looked more like rally cars. So I guess maybe there's no problem then with running the Subarus, because people are still interested in watching them. But having said that, she did agree with me that the best sounding car there was a Ford Escort. So there is hope for two-wheel drive cars yet. But all in all, that was just some quick thoughts on the rally. It was great, it was easy to get to. Just rolled down from Sydney on the Saturday, and we were going to make the opening stages, but instead we just turned it into a day around Canberra. But there's plenty of rallies on, there's always rallies nearby, and I encourage you to go if there's one nearby, even if it's a little rally sprint, because they're an easy watch and you get to see some good driving. Next round of the ARC is the Forest Rally in WA, which I won't be venturing over for, but looking forward to watching on the TV nonetheless. I'll be back soon with another podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon. Bye for now.